this is Sierra. Welcome to Funny Stories for You. I'm going to be reading Come Back, Amelia Bedelia. But it starts like with something really confusing. I just want to let you guys know that there is no other part to this. This is just going to be the start. "Oh, my cream puffs," said Amelia Bedelia. She went to the stove. "Just right," she said. Amelia Bedelia took her cream puffs out of the stove. "There now," she said. "I'll just let them cool. Then I will fill them with chocolate cream." Miss Rogers came to the kitchen.
"Good morning, Amelia Bedelia," she said.
"Good morning," said Amelia Bedelia.
"I will have some cereal with my coffee this morning," said Miss Rogers.
"All right," said Amelia Bedelia. Miss Rogers went into the dining room. Amelia Bedelia got the cereal, she put it in a cup, and she fixed Miss Rogers with some cereal in her coffee. She took it to the dining room.
"Amelia Bedelia," said Miss Rogers, "what is this mess?"
"It's your cereal with coffee," said Amelia Bedelia. So she put cereal in a cup and then poured coffee over it. But is what Miss Rogers meant was like she wanted a bowl of cereal and a cup of coffee.
"You are impossible," said Miss Rogers. "You're fired."
"What do you mean? You don't mind me anymore?" asked Amelia Bedelia.
"That's just what I mean," said Miss Rogers. "Now go."
Amelia Bedelia got her bag and she went away. Amelia Bedelia walked toward town. "Now what will I do?" she said. She passed by the beauty shop. A sign said, "Lady Wanted." "Now let's see what that's all about," said Amelia Bedelia. She went to the beauty shop.
"Can I help you?" asked a lady.
"No, I can help you," said Amelia Bedelia.
"Can you fix hair?" asked the lady.
"Oh, yes," said Amelia Bedelia. "I can do that."
"Then you can start now," said the lady. "Miss Hughes is waiting to have her hair pinned up."
"All right," said Amelia Bedelia. She looked all around. "But I don't see any pins," she thought. "That's a good thing I carry some with me." Amelia Bedelia opened her purse. She took out some pins. And Amelia Bedelia began to pin up Miss Hughes' hair.
"What are you doing?" asked Miss Hughes.
"Pinning up your hair," said Amelia Bedelia.
"Did I stick you?" "Help!" cried Miss Hughes.
The beauty shop lady came in.
"Oh no," she said. "What have you done? Go away this minute."
"All right," said Amelia Bedelia. So Amelia Bedelia went on her way.
"Now why did she get so mad?"
said Amelia Bedelia. "I just did what she told me to." Amelia Bedelia looked in all the stores. She came to a dress shop. It had a help wanted sign in the window. Amelia Bedelia went inside the store.
"What kind of help is wanted?" she asked.
"Sewing help," said the lady. "Can you sew?"
"Yes," said Amelia Bedelia. "I'm very handy with a needle."
"Come with me," said the lady. She took Amelia Bedelia into a back room.
"Please shorten these dresses. They are already marked," said the lady.
"All right," said Amelia Bedelia. The lady left her. "I don't need to sew to do this."
She took the scissors and Amelia Bedelia shortened those dresses.
Amelia Bedelia went back to the front of the store.
"I'm finished," she said.
"What's next?"
"Finish," said the lady. "How could you be?" The lady went into the back room. She saw the dresses.
"Oh no," she said. "You have ruined them."
I just shortened them, said Amelia Bedelia.
Oh, go away, said the lady. I don't want you.
So Amelia Bedelia went.
Some folks, she said, I just don't understand them.
Amelia Bedelia walked to another block or so. She saw a sign in the window. It said, file clerk wanted.
I wonder what a file clerk is, she said. I'll just go out and find out.
A man met her. Are you a file clerk? He asked.
I will be one, asked Amelia Bedelia.
If you will tell me what to do. All right, said the man. First you take these letters. They need stamps. And then file these papers.
Uh-oh.
I can do that, said Amelia Bedelia. The man went to his office. Amelia Bedelia looked at the letters. Now I should stamp. Should I stamp them at one, all at once or one at a time, she thought. I'd better do them one at a time. So Amelia Bedelia took each letter and put it on the floor. And Amelia Bedelia stamped on it. So she stepped on it with her foot. And then she made footprints all over the letters. She's so dumb. There, she said. That should be enough stamps. Now I better get these papers filed. Amelia Bedelia looked at the papers. Then she looked in her purse. She found a fingernail file. It sure is small to file all these papers, but I will do the best I can. Amelia Bedelia began to file the papers. The man came back.
Stop, he said. What are you doing?
Just filing your papers, said Amelia Bedelia. Do you have a bigger file?
Oh, no, said the man. Do go away.
So Amelia Bedelia went.
Oh, no, another run.
I declare, she said, everybody is mad today. Amelia Bedelia walked down the street. She came to a doctor's office. There was a sign that said, help wanted.
Uh-oh.
Maybe that's the job for me, said Amelia Bedelia. She went inside.
Oh, no. She's gonna do bad again.
The doctor was there.
I will be your help, said Amelia Bedelia.
Good, said the doctor. Bring the patients in one at a time.
Come when I buzz for you.
All right, said Amelia Bedelia. I can do that. The doctor went to his office. A woman and a girl came in.
Who's the patient?
Asked Amelia Bedelia.
Jane, said the woman.
Then I'll take her in, said Amelia Bedelia. She picked Jane up.
Put me down, I can walk, screamed Jane.
Nope, said Amelia Bedelia. The doctor said to bring you in. And Amelia Bedelia carried Jane into the doctor's office.
Put Jane down, said the doctor. Bring her mother in.
Bring her mother in, said Amelia Bedelia. Can't she just walk? Never mind, said the doctor. Miss Jackson, please come in. Amelia Bedelia went back to her desk. A little later, the buzzer rang. I need your help, said the doctor. Dickie has a bad cut. He needs a few stitches.
I can take care of that, said Amelia Bedelia.
Here's a needle. Now, what color thread does Dickie like?
No, said the doctor. I want you to put my gloves on. Can you do that?
Oh, yes, said Amelia Bedelia. I will be glad to. So Amelia Bedelia put the doctor's gloves on. There now, she said. They're a little big, but they're on. What's next?
The doctor looked at Amelia Bedelia. His face turned red. Go home,
he said. Home, said Amelia Bedelia.
My goodness, she said. I forgot about my cream puffs. I must go back and fill them.
Amelia Bedelia went back to the Rogers house.
I'll just make the chocolate cream, said Amelia Bedelia. And a bit
of that into a pot, and she mixed and stirred. And soon her chocolate cream was cooked. Miss Rogers came into the kitchen. "That smells good," she said.
"Well," said Amelia Bedelia,
"I'm just going to fill my cream puffs. Then I will be on my way."
"Oh no," said Miss Rogers. "I'm sorry I got mad. Please come back, Amelia Bedelia.
We miss you."
"All right," said Amelia Bedelia. "I would be glad to." Mr. Rogers came into the kitchen. "I'm hungry," he said.
Amelia Bedelia,
please heat me a can of soup." "All right," said Amelia Bedelia. She took that can of soup, put it in a pot, and Amelia Bedelia heated that can of soup. So she took the whole can and put it into a pot. It's not making soup. Yeah, that was a really long book. All right. Thanks for listening in. Hope you enjoyed.